Hello and welcome to episode 7 of our race across New Zealand. Last episode, my partner Toby and I got a massive advantage by earning tickets on the 1 p.m. ferry to the South Island, forcing Ben and Adam to take the 3:45 ferry. But our good luck didn't last. Our ferry left late and took a long time to dock, and then we couldn't complete our challenge and had to veto, all but eliminating our once massive lead. We're hoping to widen the gap by taking the much shorter eastern route, while Ben and Adam have made the surprising decision to take the longer western route, banking on its challenges being easier than ours.
Things have improved dramatically.
Things have gotten a lot better.
So here's the deal. We're going on the west route, and the first challenge on the west route is to get drunk on a local wine.
Get drunk on local wine at the Wairau River. The Wairau Valley is one of the most famous wine regions in New Zealand. Buy any New Zealand-made wine and get one team member legally intoxicated with it at the Wairau River.
After we get one team member drunk on wine, obviously only one person will get drunk. It'll be them, because I have to drive. 20 minutes later, we both have to complete a math minute.
Complete a math minute in St. Arnaud. Both team members, including the one who just got drunk on wine, must successfully complete a math minute within a minute with no mistakes. If either team member makes any mistakes or does not finish in time, both team members must try again.
We're gonna do our very best. I should study my math.
In 1 kilometer, we're going to take a slight left turn to stop and drink our cake in front of the pink lake.
Drink cake at a pink lake. In front of Lake Grasmere, which often turns pink due to its high salt concentration, consume at least 1/3 of a slice of cake using a straw. The cake may be in any form and may be mixed with other things, so long as it is consumed.
I'm excited, actually, about seeing the pink lake.
Yeah, although I just got a view from the distance. It doesn't look super pink right now. Unfortunately, but I'm sure it is sometimes pink. A little bit of cream. Ooh, and stir.
Oh, yeah, see, these are vineyards. We see this a wine growing.
Yep.
That's the point of the challenge.
I'm going to eat the fermented that.
You're going to drink it.
I'm going to drink the fermented that.
Okay.
The median.
Here we go.
All right. Any wine from New Zealand?
Bay of Island.
Great.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So they are currently at Lake Grasmere.
The challenge is drink cake at a pink lake.
Sam is going to hate that one.
It just rhymes. It's just it doesn't teach you anything about the lake, or it's just because it rhymes.
All right, I think I've got it to the right consistency. Nice and viscous. Okay.
This must be an American cuisine because it sure ain't from around here.
Oh, yeah. This is what I have for breakfast every morning. This is harder than I thought.
Every minute matters, Sam.
What Toby's saying is true. Every minute counts. Even though the teams are on opposite sides of the South Island, we're still in a tightly contested race as we approach the finish. Ben and Adam went west, a longer driving route, banking on the idea that our challenges will take longer than theirs. So to help you keep track of whether their plan is working, we're going to periodically show you both teams' estimated driving time to Lookout Point, our final destination, assuming both teams take the shortest routes from their current points. Right now, we're an estimated 12 hours and 30 minutes of driving time away, compared to Ben and Adam's 13 hours and 50 minutes. Basically, ignoring challenges, we've got an 80-minute lead. So let's see if we can keep it.
That's it. All right, let's turn around and send it.
I'm not sure where I should turn around. Do you think
I think you can just do it here, yeah. All right, we're getting very close to Kaikoura and to sleep. Looking forward to that. But we need to decide whether or not we are skipping. So we had basically decided, but then they went west. Do you still think it's worth it?
I'm unfazed on the skipping challenge because I think it's just our best bet to save time. We're going to have so many coins going this way.
Yeah.
The boys aren't competing with us here.
I think that they're banking on us getting unlucky.
They've gone that way hoping this will slow us down, but this ain't slowing us down.
I think it's the right move just to mitigate, just to minimize risk. So should we do it?
Send it.
All right. We are skipping Kaikoura fishing. So glad to not have to try to catch or, I guess,
so
touch
glad.
A fish again.
I'm relieved, yeah.
My fishing experiences on jet lag have not been positive in the past.
Sam has informed us that he is skipping the fishing challenge, which is not a shocker. No. We had figured out he was going to do that. Unfortunately, the reason we figured out he was going to do that is that it is very clearly the best.
Yeah.
In response to us letting Ben and Adam know that we were skipping Kaikoura, Ben said, yes, we figured, lol. What does that mean? What do they know that we don't about the Western route?
I thought they would actually be kind of surprised.
Yeah, I thought that they were banking on us getting really slowed down, but...
They're not banking on this, and what are they banking on?
Ben and Adam's mics cut out for a few minutes here, but because we skipped Kaikoura, it meant we were on one of the longest empty stretches in the game, giving them the perfect opportunity to use their useless but annoying curse. You must listen to Tom Lehrer's The Element song on repeat until you reach your next challenge.
Toby, we have received some somewhat fortunate, somewhat unfortunate news. We have to listen to The Element song by Tom Lehrer until our next challenge. And because we've blown past Kaikoura, that means we have to listen to this song all the way until Christchurch.
No.
This might impact our sanity, but this should not impact our progression.
Sure.
So it's a good thing for our gameplay. It's a bad thing for our sanity, basically.
We have to make aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium.
The old couple that rented us the hotel rooms last night, they asked us where we were going, and we were like, oh, we're going down to the South Island. They're like, oh my god, it's so beautiful. It, like, sucks here. And we're like, what? Like, this is the most beautiful place you've ever seen. But I gotta admit, they were right. It's very, very beautiful.
And we're not even really to the part that's like, especially beautiful.
No. I am very excited.
Selenium and hydrogen and oxygen and nitrogen and rhenium and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium.
All right, I think this is going to be our spot.
Oh, it's 9. We can turn this off. Yes. Good night.
9 p.m. means it's the end of day 3. Teams will find a hotel and resume the game at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, it's 8 a.m. Let's go. Back at it. Elevin's song still on. Next stop, Christchurch.
Welcome back to day 4. There are so many bugs here.
So many bugs in the car.
A bunch of bugs up here.
Where are the total span? Show them the total span.
Bye.
Bye, Cyberdog.
So now we're about 10 minutes from the Wairau River crossing. Oh my god, a bug flew into my eye.
Okay.
And then we're going to play a fun game called How Fast Can Ben Drink Half a Bottle of Chardonnay at 8 a.m.?
Yep. It's one of my favorite games.
Oh my god, the bug is in my eye. So, this bottle has 4 or 8 standard drinks. I need to drink 4, so I have to drink half of it.
Yeah. Today, on a very special episode of The Snack Zone, Ben will be drinking half a bottle of wine at 8 in the morning. How's it going?
I just don't like wine that much.
Ben, what are you getting notes of?
Yeah, like grapes and like fermentation.
Looks like Ben is currently getting drunk. Good luck, Ben.
They've done well for themselves.
Oh.
You're doing really good. Take a second if you need a second. Keep drinking it.
Got a burp in me.
Ha.
Nope. Okay. I am starting to get drunk.
That's how.
Great job. Okay, now, as quickly as humanly possible, we have to get to St. Arnaud. Because now we both have to complete a math minute and we need to try to start it before Ben gets too drunk, before it kicks in too much.
Have you memorized the song yet?
Despite hearing it so many times, I still can't tell you exactly what it's dancing.
Yeah, I am not. It's like it just becomes the background track. I completely forget that it's there. So I'm no closer to memorizing
part.
The elements.
This is my favorite part. Yeah, you missed it.
This one?
No, the iodine, thorium, thulium, and thallium.
Oh, yeah, that the thulium and thallium is nice. Like, yeah.
Look at that guy. Look at that guy.
Look at that guy right there.
I'm talking about the mountain. Look how pretty. South Island. South Island, New Zealand. South Island, New Zealand. South Island, New Zealand. It's cool.
Okay, well, you just got to keep it together for another 10 minutes so that we can do the math minute.
50 problems, 60 seconds.
Yes, yep.
I can't get any of them wrong.
You can't get any of
Good
them wrong.
Good thing I'm a genius.
Trains! Choo-choo! In case you're wondering if we actually listen to this when the camera's off, the answer is absolutely. We absolutely do.
Let me tell you something, Adam. Can I tell you something?
What?
It's some good news.
Okay.
I have an IQ of 1,000 points. You introduce half a bottle of wine to that equation, you get 900 IQ points.
Okay.
That's so many.
That's a lot. 8 times 9.
72.
Okay, I'm a little worried about how long that was.
The 9s are hard.
I think the 9s are easy, actually.
The 9s are hard. The 9s, it's just like you go down, but then it always equals 9. Does that make sense?
It doesn't always equal 9. It's you multiply it by 10, then you subtract the number is the way to do
it. I'm not going
to
do that. I'm going to do it my own way.
Okay, do it whatever your own way is. All right, we're 1 minute out.
Oh.
All right, math minute. Here we go.
Oh, the wine's hit.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it. All right.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you.
Okay, where are the pens? Okay, let's go.
Let me tell you something about multiplication tables. It's not even math.
You just do the top one. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to set a 1 minute timer. Okay, and go.
Okay.
Ooh, time. Oh, you didn't finish.
Did I not do enough of them?
You didn't finish, buddy.
How many did I need to do?
You have to do all of them.
I have to do all of them? That was 1 minute? Okay. I was going slow. I'm going to do better next time.
There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercurium and molybdenum and magnesium and prosium and scandium and cesium and cesium. And
only 1 hour and 31 minutes left of this.
Ready?
Yeah.
And okay, you have 11 seconds left. You gotta go. That's time. Oh. That's time. You were close.
I got
you were close.
Way
you got
more
a lot closer. You got a lot closer.
I got way more that time.
Yeah.
You're not gonna make it.
Okay. I got even further. Oh, I'm very drunk.
Yeah.
You're doing good. You're doing good. No.
Yeah.
I'm so drunk.
Okay. Go.
You got it. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We have to check it. Yes. 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 Yes.
Which?
Yes. This one doesn't have any answers, so it would have to be this one.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hold on one minute.
Yeah, you got all of them.
Okay, goodbye. Great job. It only took a few tries. That was really good. I'm really proud of you.
You know what I just realized? That Ben and Adam have a small chance of being able to do?
Yeah.
They're earning coins again, which means they can pull curses again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one curse that allows them to choose our next route.
No, is there?
Yeah. So there's probably one long shot chance of them catching up, and that's them pulling that curse and forcing us to take a really bad route. For example, the one west out of Christchurch. So let's not dilly-dally in Christchurch.
Getting out of Christchurch quickly won't be easy because the next challenge is show a plant the Garden City. Christchurch is nicknamed the Garden City. Legally and ethically obtain a live plant and bring it to four of the following locations, spending 10 minutes there and taking a photo at each one.
All right, Adam. Our next challenge is in what? 1 hour, 48 minutes?
Yep, hour 48.
We're going to Constantine Joyce Bays.
Yep.
Skip a stone 6 times at Constant and Joyce Bays. Get a stone to skip at least 6 times on the surface of the Constant and Joyce Bays.
And the reason that that's the challenge is that there's just a lot of beautiful, smooth stones there. But neither of us are very good at skipping stones, so we're going to watch an instructional video about how to do it.
We did. We downloaded a video about how to skip stones.
Yep. We're really going to study it on the way there and hope for the best.
Welcome to Christchurch, previously home to Toby Hendy.
It's a blast from the past for me here.
All right, there's the Bunnings. As soon as we arrive there, we have officially started the challenge, and that means we are freed from the element song. Very exciting. All right, we need to find a small plant, one that we can sneak into different museums.
There's a little cactus. You're trying to, look.
Oh, yeah, let's get one of these.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah, he's cute. He's cute.
We've been seeing lots of vague political signs along the road.
Yeah, we just saw a sign that said, the clowns are running the circus.
As they should be.
That's good, right? I mean, that's called an employee-owned company.
Yep, a worker cooperative.
That's a worker cooperative. I think that's wonderful news.
Oh, beautiful. All right, let's see if we can find parking down here. Let's do it, and let's do it quickly.
Yeah, these racks are all very good. Okay. Here we go.
The Antarctic whatever it's called, International Antarctic Center, should just be 3 minutes that way. Dash this guy in here until we get inside to take a photo with him. All right, so our time starts the second that we enter the building. So let's get in as soon as possible and buy tickets.
Plant?
Yep.
Have you spoken to him?
Not yet.
Introduced us?
No, I'll introduce myself in there.
20 degree angle of the throw. Spin it as much as possible. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Nope. That was three, so better. No, I'm going to get more rocks.
Did you want to try and catch the end of the penguin feeding?
Oh, yeah, we should get the penguin feeding.
No. Damn it. That was three. Two. Four. That was definitely six. That was like seven or eight. All right, nice. All right, I feel like that went really well.
That was not bad at all.
No, I mean, we were in and out in about 10 minutes, I think.
Challenge complete. Now, our next challenge is at the Motu Kiki Beach Walk.
Find a starfish on the Motu Kiki Beach Walk. Find a real starfish, living or dead. It cannot be a depiction of a starfish. If able, you must go on to the beach.
I would love to see a starfish.
It is apparently very difficult to access the beach during high tide, and I do think it's going to be high tide when we're there. We found a blog that said that there's like a secret entrance that you can take, so we're going to look into that.
You've got to find what those sort of indicators are that you can look at and know.
Selfie. Thank you for visiting Antarctica in 10 minutes. All right, Botanic Gardens. It's a whole 16 minutes. That kind of sucks. All right, so it looks like Ben and Adam have already left the rock skipping challenge. I was expecting that to be harder, but I guess not. Pressure's on. You think there are any stingrays in there? All right, parking took way too long. There was not a single spot in that lot. We had to get a little creative, but we think it's fine because it's only for 10 minutes. All right, welcome to the gardens. All right, 11:13, 10 minutes. Singing is like a memorial.
Okay.
One day, you'll grow to be this big. All right, plant selfie. Okay, it's 11:23, let's go. Oh, it's gonna take forever to get out of the parking lot.
Good news, they are still in Christchurch.
Okay, that's really good.
That's exactly what we want. I mean, longer is better, but...
I mean, I will say, are breezing through these challenges about as quick as we had been hoping to. I'm hoping if we can find a starfish quickly, I mean, we're gaining. I would say we are gaining on them.
We're definitely gaining on them.
Right, coming up on the New Zealand Museum of Toys and Collectibles, I think. All right, let's go. We've two adult tickets.
Two adults?
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah.
Bye. Look at Hogwarts.
I used to have this.
Planes.
Well, that's a lot of Hot Wheels. Oh, look, it's the Piz Museum. Ben? Adam.
Yeah. We gotta go, our time's up.
This museum's too good.
I know. I wish we could stay.
It was such a good museum.
Air Force Museum of New Zealand. Oh, another 15 minutes. Jeez, these routes. I mean, this is the quickest route I did one. I didn't expect Christchurch to be this big.
Oh, are they still in Christchurch?
check where they are.
I really hope that they are. That would be really awesome.
Seemingly, they are have not left Christchurch.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they might, you know, they could leave any minute. But as
that's current?
As of right now, they are still in Christchurch.
I mean, that's awesome. That means they've been there for a really long time. Like, I mean, things are going pretty good for us so far today, Ben.
Yeah.
I don't want to get ahead of myself. But things are going pretty good right now.
Pretty pleased. If we can find this
starfish. If we can find a starfish, that's like the last big thing on this route that I'm worried. That's like, worried is going to be impossible.
If it wasn't for that damn curse car that they could pull at any moment, that would force us on a terrible route, I'd just be chilling. Yeah, I would just be Jay chilling, you know? Curse Ben and Adam. Well, specifically, well, we could curse Ben and Adam, but metaphorically curse Ben and Adam.
We're at 30 coins out, which means we could buy a curse if we wanted.
But I'm intrigued by the idea of buying a curse, but I want to have the potential to do a challenge skip late in the game.
I don't think we need a curse right now, so I think we should just hold on to our coins.
Yeah.
Free entry. Nice. Oh, I love a big plane. There's more planes. Plane with skis. What could be better? We've done it, Toby.
Okay, we're in. We're safe for now.
Safe
for now.
Ben and Adam are crafty. If there's any potential that they could win, they're going to identify it.
They know what's up.
Yeah, they know what's up.
Let's go to the beach. Beach, let's go get away. They say what they got to say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitches like me is hard to come by.
Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. What's that? It's a vine. I don't know. Human judge. Adam,
yeah.
Welcome to the beach.
Thanks, buddy. There's even cows at the beach. There's cows everywhere in this dang country, buddy.
Cows deserve to be at the beach. Every cow deserves a little trip.
That's
to the beach.
True. Every cow does deserve a little beach trout.
Sure.
Every
they
cow deserves to take a little trip to the beach.
Do you think they like it?
Yeah, I think they do.
Good.
I think they love it.
Look at that.
We really, really need to find a starfish fast.
Is this the random pull-off that they were talking about?
Could be.
Oh, no.
That turnoff looks kind of promising right there, though.
Okay.
What is this?
Let's try this.
What is this?
No. Definitely not.
Visible
I think we
down.
Need to turn around and try that other one.
Okay.
I think just over here.
And there is like
a path.
There is like a
look,
little path. Okay,
that's
we're gonna
a little
try
path.
That.
That's this has got to be it. Wait, Ben, slow down a sec.
Okay, so our next challenge is couldn't tell you where. Somewhere south of here.
Isn't it Timaru?
Maybe.
Ride your snowboard at Timaru Skateboard Park. Modify your snowboard to have at least 4 wheels, which may be obtained anywhere. Ride the snowboard down an incline at the Timaru Skateboard Park. You do not need to stay on the snowboard the whole way, but the modified board must remain intact.
We gotta convert this bad boy, our snowboard, into a skateboard.
This annoying thing around in the back seat. We're glad to get rid of it.
So there's a massive hardware store here, so we're gonna stop there, and hopefully they have some wheels that we can attach to it, and hopefully it should be pretty easy.
This sounds like a bit of a cursed challenge in a way.
All right. We're looking for, like, wheels to screw on something. Do you know what that might
like
be?
Like small little skateboard-type wheels.
Oh, you come with me, guys.
This is for sure it. Nice. We found it. Okay, just be careful. Okay, careful. Hug the side. Great job.
There's a rope. Seeing anything?
No.
I'm not seeing anything.
Shoot.
I think we might have to veto this one.
Shoot!
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. What are you saying? I think these guys would be good.
Yeah.
Like, it won't take that big a screw.
Yeah, these little ones look good. Little rubber ones.
Then we need to find screws and...
A screwdriver.
Yeah, a screwdriver for sure.
I'm going to look around the corner. Okay. So the problem is, it's high tide. At low tide, I think there would be starfish washed up on the shore. Gonna go down there, though, and check on it. Gonna run while the wave forms. Oh. Ha ha! Yeah. No, this is a lost cause. Okay. All right, we're going to have to veto for sure. Oh! Ah!
All right. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
No starfish?
No, veto for sure.
Okay, let's veto.
Okay, veto. Veto clock starts now, 1 hour. This sucks. But it's so pretty, it's kind of hard to be mad.
All right.
All right.
Well, that was quite bad.
So at 1:26, we can continue on to Hokitika, where the challenge is...
Make your own Hokitika beach sign. Hokitika Beach is known for its driftwood sign. Anywhere else on the beach, construct your own upright sign out of any foraged wood reading Hokitika. It must be at least 1 foot tall.
After this is over, I mean, this could be a good place to get some sticks and stuff.
Yeah, maybe, but obviously we can't do that until the veto period is done. Okay, it is 15 seconds until the veto period ends. I think in 5 seconds, we are going to start foraging sticks for Hokitika because there are some sticks right over here. And let's go.
All right. All right.
So theoretically, we need 18 sticks to spell Hokitika. We're trying to be very good boys. We will only be picking up sticks that are dead, that are already on the ground. We will not be disturbing anything living. That's probably a foot. Some shorter ones for the connective parts as well. Okay, I feel like this is probably enough. Let's put these sticks in Dan and let's go to Hokitika. Just need to make sure these don't fly out of the car.
I think I'm officially all out of bits. So I can't think of like anything more interesting to do while driving. There are trains at least. Do you have anything interesting?
What was in my head?
Is this okay? Yeah. Leave it, this is Hokitika.
Welcome to Hokitika. Now, we may or may not need tape.
I think we should get it.
But I think we should be safe, and we might need tape later, so it's not a huge amount of wasted time.
Yeah. All right, just this. All right, here is the actual sign. We're going to go out onto the beach, make our own. Come on, buddy.
To make the boat?
There we go. It's standing up on its own. Okitika. Let's go.
Okay.
Goodbye, real sign. Will we need to buy an egg for the next challenge?
Egg drop at the landing site of Guy Menzies. Visit the landing site of Guy Menzies, the first person to cross the Tasman Sea by airplane. While there, create a vessel for your egg and throw it at least 10 feet in the air. It cannot crack once it hits the ground. You may bring materials to the site of the challenge, but you must construct your vessel at the landing site.
Yeah, new world. Okay, thanks. Are they out of eggs? Aren't eggs, like, not refrigerated in other countries? Eggs.
That's good.
Nice. Okay. That's what happened. They don't refrigerate them in other countries, Ben. That's why we couldn't find them. Let's go.
First of all, we got the eggs in Hokitika, and we also got some cotton balls. We have cups in the back and tape, so we kind of figure that we can kind of just cushion an egg with cotton balls and put it between some cups, and that should do the trick.
Yes.
So we will see you at the landing site of Guy Menzies.
So, as you can see on the map, this is the moment when Ben and Adam learned that we were going on the east route down to Invercargill and not taking the west route that would converge with them earlier. Toby and I didn't say much about it on camera because it was obviously the best move, but it wasn't particularly good news for Ben and Adam because, well, it was obviously the best move. This means that there's no possibility we'll clear challenges for them until the very end of the game, which means there are very few ways to catch up. Their only realistic path forward now is to go high risk, high reward. Pull as many curses as possible, hoping to get the one they need to even out the game.
So they have gone east. It means that there is no possibility that they'll be able to clear any challenges for us until Invercargill, which is the second to last one. So I think that we should be buying curses.
So we can afford one curse. But after the egg drop, we'll be able to afford another. So we're going to just start pulling curses, starting with one now.
Yeah. We really need it to be good.
So, okay, I'm going to pull it. You get no reward for your next challenge.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, we'll just hang on to this and use it at the best possible time.
Welcome to Tomaru, home of the Tomaru Skate Park / Snowboard used as sandboard modified into skateboard park. Oh my god, they're a bunch of scooter kids. This is terrifying.
You've got some competition, Sam.
Alright, this concrete is very hard. Oh. Okay, I didn't say I had to stand up. Alright, you ready? You want to go down there?
Oh, that's your round?
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to walk over there.
I'm not going down that on this. I'm not breaking myself. Okay, well, it works.
Hang on, are you sure we can't find another one?
I'm not going down that on this. In the middle?
That?
I don't want to get another wing.
You sure it's just...
Okay, let's try this one.
Do you think he can skate down that board on that little square down there?
On that?
Yeah.
Might be quite hard, but probably.
Yeah, well, I told him he can do it.
Okay. This is steep.
Okay, I think I'll pass that.
Wait, that is not good.
Yeah. I made it into a skateboard.
It's a DIY skateboard.
Yeah, it works out well. I recommend it if you ever want to try, you know, upgrade from that.
Oh, yeah. I do have a skateboard at my house.
Oh, yeah? Well, these guys are even bigger, so, you know, better.
Oh, yeah.
All right. See ya. I'm going to reckon a guess and say that we're in the middle of a montage sequence right now. Could be true.
All of the rivers seem to be really dry. I don't know if that's normal or like a really bad thing. I have no idea. Let us know if that's normal or a really bad thing.
All right, next stop, penguins. We've already seen penguins today.
Yeah.
We're going to see more penguins.
Hopefully.
I'm optimistic.
Okay, here's the deal. We're about 8 minutes out from the landing site of Guy Menzies, where we can do our challenge. They are also about 15 minutes from the next point where they could take a turn. Now, obviously, they really don't want to take a turn up west, and they won't.
But there is a curse where we could force them to do that, and we'll be able to buy another curse after we do this thing. So what we need to do is do this egg drop in, like, 1 minute, buy a curse, and if it's the one that allows us to force a turn, then they would be totally screwed.
Yeah.
All right.
And learn all about Guy Menzies.
All right, we got to hurry.
All right.
Where are the cotton balls?
They're right there in my seat.
Okay, let's hurry. Guy Menzies. Okay, here we go. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. I mean, that felt like nothing.
If he survived, then we can buy a curse.
Okay. He survived, let's buy a curse right now. Go.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay,
here we go.
Top one.
Oh my God!
We're back in it, baby.
Let's come down this close. I honestly don't know how, but Ben and Adam have had plenty of time to think of hows.
We need to be so quick.
I'm going to scroll Twitter. That'll reduce my anxiety, right?
Well, that's better than scrolling around on the tracker.
We barely pulled that
one. Barely made that one work.
Our plan is absolutely devilish.
We will see.
We'll see.
We're still coming for you. We're not going to stop.
The Jet Lag Season 5 finale is available right now on Nebula. It's epic. It's amazing. And, you know, it's actually not what I expected. Toby and I were very chill at the end of day 4 because we thought we had this so in the bag. I actually took a nap in the car on that day. And
while Toby was driving, to be clear.
I remember there was one line that I said that was like, don't worry too much about filming. I'm pretty sure we're just in a montage sequence because I thought that there was going to be so little drama at that point that, like, we'd probably just be like montaging until the finish line. Clearly didn't end up that way because of that little curse thrown our way. But you can find out exactly how this all came to an end right now on Nebula. And there's even more that makes Nebula worth it. Like, for example,
our Nebula exclusive companion podcast, The Layover, where every week we get together, we break down each episode and we answer your questions about what went down.
And
Nebula has all kinds of other things, exclusives from other creators. A lot of creators put their videos up early. It has our podcast in the 1 week early episodes. We've probably mentioned that.
But, like, most importantly, you know, the thing to know at this point is it has the finale right now. You can watch it right now. And you can help support us because, you know, Nebula is owned by creators and it is run to be a sustainable place for independent creators. So that means that when you sign up at our link, nebula.tv/jetlag, that subscription fee, a portion of it goes directly to us, which, you know, helps us do things like next season, making it bigger and better and grander and faster and all that. So, basically make sure to sign up at nebula.tv/jetlag. If you sign up at that link, you'll actually get $20 off an annual subscription, which is a great deal for you. And again, finale right now.
Finale right now.
Finale right now.
Go watch the finale.